The great R&B vocal harmony groups were in their glory in the mid-50s and went through various revivals in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. A recent CD box set called the Doo-Wop Box inspired our rock and roll historian Ed Ward to take us back to the group harmony sound.
Gloria, Gloria.
Some months back, I was asked to review Rhino's Doo-Wop Box for a British publication. Now, I'd always taken it as an article of faith that everybody knew about the great harmony singers of the 50s and that their music was an accepted part of rock and roll history. Boy, was I surprised. Once I sat down to read the liner note booklet and then chatted with my editor, I was shocked to learn that this stuff, which I, like most people who love it, hate calling doo-wop, is considered a footnote, a novelty, not important.
Bom 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon 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 blue moon dip 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 moon 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 dip 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 moon 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 dip 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 bom 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon.
It's records like the Marcel's Blue Moon they're thinking of, things that are easily camped up by the likes of Sha Na Na, so that the actual virtuosity that made the original record work, if only as a piece of disposable pop, is lost. But Blue Moon also came after this music had passed from the mainstream. While it was flourishing, the average performance was very different indeed.
Dear Lord, please answer me.
Please hear my plea.
Lord, please hear my plea.
Send me down someone.
Send me down the love of love.
Dear Lord, I'm blue.
To prove this, I hauled down an album of average performances, obscure singles, put it in my CD player, and pushed a track number at random. What I got was Dear Lord by the Continentals, of whom I know nothing, but this song certainly proves all my points. For one, there's a complexity to it, sort of church bell opening, and then the two lead singers intertwining their vocals. For another, the lyrics are naive. If this genre could be boiled down to 8 words, it'd be Dion's cry, "Why must I be a teenager in love?" Bob Dylan, this ain't. The third factor is that this is urban music, aspiring, however clumsily, to a sophistication that the best performers in the genre, like the Flamingos, actually had.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright.
The Those whose experience of rock and roll was shaped by the 60s and 70s have a misconception of how this music started. Sure, the Rolling Stones were influenced by Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, but if by some miracle we could see honest sales figures from Chess, their label, I'm sure we'd discover that the Moonglows and the Dells, who were also on Chess at the same time, outsold them. Muddy and Wolf were bad, and the Stones aspired to that, not to the innocence of vocal group music. Their sincerity, even in the most embarrassingly innocent records, like The Students' So Young. And this sincerity, along with the miraculous sounds the blending of these voices create, is what we should be listening for here, not dippity-dippity-dong-dong. But the British, the same ones who alerted us to the existence of our own blues performers, have recently discovered harmony group records. If that's what it takes to give it credibility in its native land, well, I say great. Maybe next we can stop calling it doo-wop.
Ed Ward is a writer living in Berlin. Most of the music he played is collected in the CD box set The Doo-Wop Box on Rhino Records.